Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hold to sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Thursday, February the 12th, radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. And February 12th, I always remember this day because that was my granny's birthday. And she was born 1915. But anyway, she's passed away several years now. But she had a great influence on me, and I appreciate her. But February 12th. Well, we're moving right along, ain't we, in the year. And we're talking to you this week about our project, Reaching America with the Gospel. Now, I'll tell you up front, the devil don't like what I'm doing. And the devil's going to put in some old Pharisee's heart. And they're going to say, well, Brother Cawthorn's on the radio just begging for money. No, sir. I'm trying to reach people for the glory of God. Amen. And if you would like to help us, we're asking 1,000 people across America to help $10 a month. And that way we can take on some new stations and strengthen our ministry. And I'll let you know when some of these stations come about that we're going to take on. And I want you to pray. I want you to pray. And I mean that. Have your church pray for GBI. We need your prayers. All right, if you're making a contribution, we're a tax-exempt ministry. We can give you a receipt right back in the mail. And that would be, here we go, the address. We'll make the check to GBI, and then the address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also call our office. They can set it up on a card where they can, take it out every month if you want to do that. 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. Also, you can give online at gbiradio.org. Well, I'm excited this week. We're in this new series on Joshua. Joshua is a great book of the Bible, and we're just preaching topics. It's not verse by verse, but it's just topics through Joshua, and I believe that it will be a real help to you. We're in the character of Joshua. First three messages will deal with the character of Joshua. What a great general this man was. Led the children of Israel to the promised land and conquered that. And a great man, Joshua in the Bible, a great man of God. Amen. So we're going to be studying about him for some days. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And you pray for me as I try to preach. I'm just a country preacher, but I want to do what the Lord would have me do. All right, Father, will you take our message today and use it for your glory? We love you. Thank you for letting us be on the stations that we're on. I pray you'll use us now for your glory in days ahead and have your will your way. And I love you. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Now we're going to go to our message from the Word of the Lord. It messed me up big time. Now I want to say, you have got to be a servant, friend. In anything you do, you've got to learn to serve the Lord. And brother, if you don't serve well, you won't finish well. Amen. I've told you the story many times on the radio. In my home church many years ago, the dear man's in heaven now. But there was a man I'd been preaching about 2 years. There was another man in that church way older than me. And he announced his call to preach. Matter of fact, I helped him announce it. I mean, I dealt with him, talked to him about it, and helped him. He announced his call to preach. It wasn't but a few weeks later, our pastor said, we're going to put this man in for assistant pastor. And boy, I mean, the devil jumped up on my shoulder. He said, there you are. You've been preaching 2 years. That man ain't been preaching a few months. He's assistant pastor, and you're nothing. Boy, you know how the devil does. Oh, envy, jealousy, devil. And I said, no, I'm not going to let that conquer me. I said, I'm not going to let that happen. You know what? Long story short, later I ended up pastoring that church myself. Now, here's the deal about that. Amen. Here's the deal about that. Listen, there may be others that are cut in front of you, and that's okay. You need to stay in the will of God. I know where I'm at. I know my place in life. I know what God wants me to do. And, years ago, I let a lot of things bother me. But I tell you, you've got to learn to die to self, especially in service of God. You got to learn that Joshua before. Now we look at the book of Joshua, which was named after him. We're going to see a lot of things as we study this, some from this book, and I'm not sure we'll cover every verse and every chapter, but as we study from Joshua, we're going to learn some great things. We're going to learn some great battles. We're going to learn some stuff that God did. God did some great miracles in the book of Joshua. There was great things done. But wait a minute. Before all of that, Joshua had to be a servant. Joshua was Moses' minister. Joshua was way down on the ladder. Joshua was a young man to Moses. Amen. Moses comes out there at 80 years old and takes over Israel. And Joshua was just a young man. The Bible called him a young man. He's a servant. Now, you young men, you ought to learn to serve. You young preachers ought to learn to serve. Let me tell you preachers something. You don't need a position. The first few years you preach, you need to sit on a pew and listen to your pastor. You need to get you a nursing home to preach in or a radio broadcast. And you need to be faithful to that work. Amen. And if you can't be faithful to a nursing home or radio broadcast, you'll never make it anywhere. Amen. Now, this stuff ain't preached much anymore. And we're not preaching to our young preachers anymore. I mean, every older preacher wants to grab a young preacher and put him in for something and say, boy, he'll be good working with our young people. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why do you want a 20-year-old preacher teaching your youth? Now, think about that for a minute. He is one of them. He's making the same mistakes they make. Amen. He's going through the same. He's trying to find him a wife just like they're trying to find them a spouse. He's going through hard times just like they're going through. Listen, I think older men ought to teach the youth. Amen. Now, I have a different philosophy on that. All right. I mean, listen. Now, well, hold on. Hold the mule a minute. Amen. All right. Hold the mule before Bessie breaks the barn down. Y'all get mad at me. All right. If you're a young preacher and you're in that position, I'm not mad at you. If you're 20-year-old and you're working with the youth, I'm not mad at you, son. But I'd say this, stay with God. Stay with God. And listen, wait on the Lord. We don't hear that much. Oh, but preacher, we got to do it. We got to do it right now. The days are short and we got to get at it. We got to do it. Yeah, I agree with that. But I also agree with Psalm 1. Talking about a man meditating the Bible. The Bible said he'll bring forth his fruit in his season. There's a season to everything. You know, there's a season for apples. Did you know that? Apples come in the summer, the fall of the year. You don't go out the apple tree. I was looking as yesterday, I guess it was. I was walking around outside, and it's winter time. It's the time I'm recording this, fall, winter, getting into winter. And, you know, fig trees don't have any leaves on them in wintertime. And I went out there just looking at the fig trees. My mother-in-law gave Christy two fig trees. I was out there looking at those fig trees. They didn't have any leaves on them. Now, I'd have been kind of foolish to went out there yesterday and said, I want me a fig off that fig tree. You know why I get no figs on that tree this time of year? Be out of season. Now, I want to say this to you. God, I know we got to get things done. I know that. Dr. Lee Robertson died at 98 years old, and on his deathbed, he said, I with a tear in his eye, when his son-in-law told him that the doctors couldn't operate, he said, I had so much more I wanted to do, and I thought about that this morning. I understand that I've wasted more time than I'll ever get back. I understand that too. And I understand that I want to do something for God. My zeal is greater than it's ever been. I'm 59 years old, been preaching 41 years. I'm into my 42nd year in the ministry, and I've got more zeal right now than I did when I was 18, I believe. There's much zeal anyway. I don't think I've lost it. I want to do something. I want to always do something for God. But there's something in this Bible about waiting upon the Lord. I'll give you an illustration. David, as a young man, was anointed king in the presence of his brethren. I want to ask you a question. Now, slow down a minute and think about this. What would have happened to David when Samuel anointed him king there in front of Eliab and Shammah and Aminadab and Jesse and all of them? If David said, all right, I'm king, boys. And he started bossing them around. Then he got him a sword and said, boys, put your swords on. Y'all in Saul's home, we're going to go take over the kingdom. Every one of them would have got killed. You know why? They'd have done it out of season. You see, it was years later, probably 13 years. I don't know the time. It was at least probably 10 years later that David was anointed king over Judah. And then it was 7 years later before he was anointed king over Israel. So you see, David had a long wait. David just didn't get everything handed to him. Listen, if you hand everything to a young person, I'll tell you the truth, and y'all ain't going to like this. We take our young people up in front of the church and they sing and we clap for them and cheer for them. Oh, that's our kid up there, just like you would at the ball game. Listen, don't teach your kid to entertain. Teach your kid to serve. When your kid's singing in church, they're not entertaining. All right? Matter of fact, I wouldn't even let them sing till they get saved. Amen. I'm not hard. I'm right. Amen. You wonder why your kids don't turn out right. I'm trying to help you right here. Amen. Learn your kid to serve. Learn your children to serve in the church. Learn them. Don't let your children grow up and say, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. We got this to do and that to do and this to do and that to do. Don't teach them that kind of stuff. Teach them to be a servant. Listen, you need to be a servant. The greatest lessons I've ever learned in life was to be a servant, Amen. And I want to serve the Lord, amen, with all they are in me, amen. Now, Joshua was a servant. Now, James chapter number 1, verse 1, and I don't know who wrote the book of James, But whichever one wrote it, some believe it was the brother of the Lord. Well, if it was, he's a great servant. If it was James, the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, he was a great servant. Whichever one wrote it. In James chapter 1, verse number 1, the Bible said, James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, greeting. Now let me say, that word servant has an interesting meaning to it. That word servant literally means a slave. In other words, I'm a slave to the Lord Jesus Christ. His will is, I'll do His will, not my will. Now the word servant here, it means one who gives himself up to another. All right, amen, to another's will. One who gives himself up to another's will. I want to ask a question, are you a servant of Christ? Do you give yourself up to the will of God? You know, it doesn't really matter what I want to do. Can I just tell you, it don't really matter what I want to preach? Can I tell you that? It just don't matter. You say, well, preacher, I come up with series of messages in my sleep almost. I love putting series of messages together. It doesn't mean that God's going to let me preach them all. Because sometimes Ricky comes up with things God don't want. But let me ask you a question, what about the will of God? What does God want? By the way, you'll never know God's will, preacher, unless you stay with God. Four times, Elisha and Elijah use this phrase, talking about God before whom I stand. What that's talking about is being in the presence of God. I was sitting there praying this morning, and God gave me, you know what? A lot of my messages come through prayer if I'll stay with God in prayer. I was sitting there praying, God just gave me a little thought, just the little simplest thought you ever seen. I grabbed my notebook out of my bag. I said, I better write this down. I want to write that down, amen, because I might use it. So I may never use it, but I might. I don't know what God has planned for. I don't know why God gives me things. It's God's will to do and to will His good pleasure. Sometimes God, I believe God just gives you things to help you. You may never use them, but God gives them to help you. But listen, what about a servant? I want to ask you a question. Are you serving today? I want to ask you assistant pastors a question. Are you cutting your preacher behind his back, sitting there saying, thinking, if I make friends of somebody, I'll get this church? Let me tell you something, amen. By the grace of God, I would not cut my preacher. I thank God for my preacher. Before I'd cause my preacher any trouble, I'd find me another church. I really mean that. I'd never want to bring a heartache on that man of God. Matter of fact, before I came to record today, I just texted my preacher and told him I was praying for him. I want to encourage my pastor. I want to uplift him just like Aaron and Hur uplifted the hands of Moses. I want to uplift the hands of my preacher, and I want to help him. Amen. I want to be a servant. Now, as of the time I'm recording this, I'm doing evangelist work. That means that I'm there at our church some. I'm not there some. I have made it known to them that I will do whatever I can while I'm there, and the preacher understands that, and I'm doing exactly what the Lord wants me to do and what He wants me to do. I'm trying to do that. But let me say this to you. I'll serve in any capacity. But I will not, amen, go and try to take somebody's position or try to undercut somebody. I'm not going to go in the church and try to butter somebody up to get them to be my friend so that I can get me a little clique going. Let me tell you something, bro. That stuff stinks in the sight of God, amen. And it needs to be preached against. It needs to be said something about. It's all in our churches today. We talk about Washington. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Politics in the churches is 10 times worse than it is in Washington. Amen. They talk about draining the swamp. We've got one in the churches. Now, I know y'all don't like to hear that. I know preachers don't like to hear that. I know people don't like to hear that. But I'll tell you right now, amen, you take some young preacher, and the pastor's gone away in a meeting. He works hard. The pastor's writing books, maybe running a school. He's gone away in a meeting. Some young preacher all the time, he's trying to woo the people over where he can take the church out from under the pastor. And sometimes the people do that. They'll follow the young man and throw the older guy out. Let me tell you something. You better keep that old man as long as you can keep him. And you say, but he's hurting our church. He may not be hurting as much as you think it is. This new contemporary. Well, friend, we come to the end of our broadcast for Thursday, February 12. We praise the Lord for you listening. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. All right? And until tomorrow, I'm Brother Ricky Cothern saying I really appreciate you for listening. I do want to say this. If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord, I hope you'll come to know Him today. Amen. If you want a copy of today's message, it is free of charge. Write us or email us. We'll be glad to get it to you. All right. May God bless you. Here's my prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cothern. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time.
He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine, to the hungry.